The anger at Israel simmers on college campuses. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News from California, where protests have temporarily closed a campus in Humboldt to New York City. That's at NYU, where police made dozens of arrests clearing out demonstration. At Columbia, where there have also been loud pro-Palestinian protests for days, classes are now virtual. Students will have remote learning the rest of the semester. Meanwhile, at Yale University, Fox's Todd Pyro is in New Haven, Connecticut.
As we arrived on campus, we saw about 15 students in sleeping bags, not in tents, but in sleeping bags right behind us. Is where events unfolded yesterday. The New Haven Police Department says 47 anti-Israel protesters were arrested. The university saying, quote, students who were arrested also will be referred for Yale disciplinary action, which includes a range of sanctions such as reprimand, probation, or suspension.
Former President Trump will return to a New York court for day two of his first criminal trial. The former National Enquirer publisher will continue testifying, David Pecker, about attempts in 2016 to pay for and kill negative stories about the former president, who's charged with falsifying records and payments to keep an alleged Stormy Daniels affair quiet.
During opening statements, prosecutors claimed that former President Donald Trump engaged in a criminal conspiracy and cover-up leading up to the 2016 presidential election. Trump maintains that he's an innocent man, and he said that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg should never have brought this case, and he's again criticizing Bragg on Truth Social, posting, quote, wow, D.A. Alvin Bragg is an election denier. The exact same thing they said about me.
Fox's Nate Foy. Bragg claims the former president has violated a gag order 10 times. It was imposed by the judge restricting Trump comments about the case. That judge will hold a hearing on that this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is going back to China for a three-day trip that'll start tomorrow to discuss areas of conflict, including Chinese aggression in the South China Sea and American concern about China supporting Russia's war in Ukraine. And speaking of China,
for the third time in 2 days, legal action against suspected Chinese spies in Europe. A man employed in the European Parliament has been arrested in Germany. Identified only as Jan G, local media claim he works for a lawmaker representing the far-right Alternative for Germany party. The suspect is accused of repeatedly passing on parliamentary information to Chinese intelligence. It's also alleged he reported on Chinese dissidents in Germany. Yesterday, three other Germans were arrested on suspicion of spying for China, and two men were charged with doing the same in the UK. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Police in Chicago have released surveillance video of a person of interest in the killing of a police officer early Sunday. Luis Huesca shot on his way home after his shift.
When first responders arrived, they found Huesca riddled with bullets. He was pronounced dead at the University of Chicago Medical Center. The new superintendent of the Chicago Police Force says Huesca was a six-year veteran of the force, and he was 2 days shy of his 31st birthday.
That's Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago. And Wall Street stock futures up slightly. The day after the Dow surged up more than 250 points, the Nasdaq snapped a six-day losing streak. In the NBA playoffs, a buzzer beater in Denver lifts the defending champion Nuggets past the LA Lakers 101-99 to go up 2-0. New York also up 2-0 on Philadelphia.
Another chance here. DiVincenzo!
Dante DiVincenzo gave the Knicks the lead late. They hung on to beat the 76ers on TNT 104-101. Cleveland topped Orlando 96-86 to also take a 2-0 series lead. In the NHL playoffs on the ice, Carolina, Edmonton, Toronto, and Vegas were winners last night. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.